During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some paranormal experiences don't begin with fear. They begin with a moment that feels meaningful and slowly turns unsettling.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com as well. It's Tony, it's Todd, it's Carol, and if you're watching us, it's Hollywood Squares.
But we really have no center square.
We don't. We should put our pets in other squares.
That'd be fun.
We just need a few more cameras. Then we would have, we could, yeah.
My dog.
How many squares do you need for Hollywood Squares?
There's nine.
Nine. Okay, yep. So we got three. So we just need, okay.
Just need six more. I've got three pets.
I've got one.
I got three. Four. I got four. We have more pets than we have squares, so we could rotate a pet every now and then.
I like that.
In and out to kind of keep some variety, you know, like today, Whoopi Goldberg is a special guest, you know, and today it's Sting the dog, you know. Yeah. Oh, I don't have Belle down here with me. This was a funny one the other day. So Belle got groomed and she's a golden doodle, mini golden doodle, and got all groomed and they, you know, brushed her fur out and everything. And she looks really cute. I do have a picture. I'm gonna show you the picture here. And she's walking around the house. You know, it's just a normal day. And my fiance comes over. Do I have a picture of her with the fur do? And she goes, "Oh, the dog looks like Bob Ross."
Oh my God.
And honest to God, the dog looks like Bob Ross with the way that the fur was.
Hysterical.
I'm trying to see if I got a. Oh, here we go. Yep, here we go. This is.
Does.
That's Belle as Bob Ross. So I. And I almost like did a spit take because I wasn't thinking that at all. But then all of a sudden you say that and you see it and it's like, oh, my God, she does look like Bob Ross.
Yep.
My dog, so. Every time he goes to the groomer and I don't see a picture of him. I'd have to go back a ways. I always say they give him a Karen haircut.
Oh, no. Like
So your dog looks like a Karen?
Yes. I'm like,
is your dog a Karen? Yeah. Does your dog act like a, if you're in the dog world, would your dog be a Karen?
No. He's like the opposite of a Karen, which I really appreciate that about him.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't see any of his grooming pictures. But it's like the funniest little hairdo. But I'm like, I also don't know how else you cut it. I'm like, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
This podcast has rolled into three old people going through their phone to show somebody pictures
of their dog.
Oh, there he is.
There
That's
you
a
go.
Karen haircut, right?
Little
it's
bit.
Like Karen.
But he's cute.
Yeah.
Super cute.
He's really
it
cute.
It looks like you know, they'd be in line, you know, and you'd have like 11 items and the 10 items or less, and they'd be like,
yeah.
You know, there's another line for this, you know. Oh, and then passive aggressively, like saying it to their 5-year-old or something.
Right.
That is my mother.
This is why we follow the rules and some people don't.
My mom will say really passive aggressive things like that. Well, it must be nice to be able to not care about the rest of the people. That's must fine. Be nice. We'll just stand here. Must be nice to not care.
Must be nice is one of my favorites. That would be a great shirt. Must be nice. You
know, and she'll do like somebody will wait on us and maybe have a lot of tattoos before they get out of range. Like they just literally turn around. She goes, wonder how much those tattoos cost. Why do you wonder that? Is that any of your business?
I walked into, this was a friend of mine. I hadn't seen her or her family for a couple of years. Yeah. And I've always had weight that goes up and down. I'll be skinny for a while and then I'll be rather large. So I walked in and her mom says quite loudly, boy, he's put on a lot of weight. And I'm like, oh my God.
No filter.
It wasn't, she wasn't wrong. She wasn't lying, but it's like, oh, thanks. Good to see you too, old crabby bitch, you know?
Yeah. God. She's still a cunt.
Yeah. You sure that wasn't my mom?
Could have been.
Surprise.
So my mother.
Oh my God. Yeah. No. Yeah. People.
Yeah, so Benji looks like a little Karen every time he gets his haircut.
We should get
Karen, but he does.
We should get these two together.
Oh, that would be so adorable.
But they can't make puppies because they're, I think yours is fixed too, yeah, right? You know, so yeah. Well, there you go. They can just dry hump till the day's end. And
that just made him run off the bed when you said that.
I know.
Yep.
Benji just left. On that note, I'm out of here.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, you got to put Pony on by Genuine, and then it'll draw all the animals in. Wah, wah, wah. All right, let's go to a ghost story. The phone number, by the way, is 855-853-4802, but I'm going to read this one, but I'm going to sound like a caller.
Around?
Okay, no. Just for the hell of it, you know, and I'm going to randomly bark in the background too. Hang on, Rizzer, I'm talking to ghost story people. Stop with the, oh, you like that? I like my cankles too. Sorry, Rizzer is making love to my cankle. Where was I?
I have no idea at this point.
Well, anyway, let's go into a ghost story. I'm sorry, Rizzer was making love to my cankle.
That's messed up.
It's a great sentence right there. All right, here we go. Around the time she started middle school, strange things began happening to her. At first, they didn't look like a haunting or anything dramatic. They were the kind of moments that made you pause, then keep going, because life was already busy and complicated and nobody wanted one more problem to worry about. During that period, her mother was married to her second husband. Her grandmother died and the family got the phone call like families do, quiet voices, clipped sentences, the sudden awareness that a normal day had split into before and after. They were in even the same state as his grandmother, which is part of what happened next and why it still bothers her. Within about 5 minutes of the time the family said the grandmother had passed, her mother's CD player turned on by itself. Not clicked on, not bumped, not a remote control situation. The unit had been switched off. The room had been quiet, and then music. It wasn't the first track on the CD either. It started somewhere in the middle on a song about not being sad when someone dies. Neither she nor her mom can remember the title now, but they both remember the theme well enough that they can say it without even thinking. Don't grieve like this is the end. Don't be weighed down. Let them go in peace. It was the kind of message that would normally feel comforting. In that moment, it felt like a hand on the back of her neck. Her mother stood there staring at the player like it had betrayed her. She didn't cry. She didn't scream. She just reached over and hit stop, then looked at her daughter as if to ask, "Did you hear that too?" Her daughter nodded. They didn't talk about it much after that, but they didn't forget it either. Soon after, the apartment's lights started acting up. Bulbs flickered. Lamps that had always been reliable began to dim and brighten for no reason. Some bulbs blew out so fast, her mother started buying them in bulk. It wasn't one room either. It was the kitchen light, the hallway light, the lamp near the couch, sometimes all in the same week. They blamed old wiring. They blamed cheap bulbs. They blamed anything that wouldn't force them to say the other possibility out loud. Then came the bathroom. One afternoon, she was lying on her mother's bed watching TV. Her brothers were out at the park, and her mom was in the kitchen. The apartment felt normal. The TV was low. The air conditioner hummed. She remembers being half bored, half drifting, the way you get when nothing is really happening. A crash exploded from her mother's bathroom, hard, loud, violent, like something heavy had been hurled across a small room. She froze instantly, her eyes locked on the closed bathroom door, and her body went completely still, like if she moved, whatever was in there would notice her. Her mother ran in beneath sharp, or breath sharp, rather, asking what happened. The girl couldn't answer. She just pointed at the bathroom door wide-eyed, and her mother, after a tense second, crossed the room and opened it. Inside, her mother's shelf of angel figurines was off the wall, not fallen neatly beneath where it had been mounted off and far. The shelf itself was near the bathtub. The angel statues were shattered across the tile, white and glittery pieces scattered like someone had smashed a Christmas ornament. It looked less like gravity and more like anger. Her mother kept saying, "How? How did this happen?" While staring at the torn anchors in the wall, the girl stood behind her, heart pounding, feeling the strange disconnect of seeing something impossible and still wanting to explain it. They cleaned it up quietly. Her mother threw away the broken angels. The girl expected some follow-up, more noise, another crash, but after that day, things calmed down. Time moved. Her mother remained to or remarried her third husband, and they moved into a house about 3 miles from the apartment. A real house, more space, more light, fewer shared walls. She believed truly that leaving the apartment would leave the weirdness behind, and for a little while it did. Then she started waking up with bruises on her wrists. At first, she noticed them in the mirror while brushing her teeth, faint oval shadows in a pattern that looked wrong, and over the next weeks, they became clearer, like fingerprints. The bruises would be there in the morning, even if they weren't there the night before. She started checking her wrist before bed, smooth skin, then morning marks. Teachers asked if she was being bullied. A school counselor asked if she was safe at home. An aunt asked carefully if someone was hurting her. Every answer was no. She wasn't being abused. She wasn't being grabbed. She wasn't doing anything dangerous. The bruises just arrived. She told her mother, and her mother's face tightened in a way that she had never seen before. Her mother didn't accuse her. She didn't blame her. She just looked worried, the way adults look when they can't fix something. Her brothers found out, and they laughed. They still laugh. To them, it's a joke, a story they can throw back at her when they're annoyed. That reaction taught her to keep quiet, to stop reaching for validation from people who weren't going to give up. Her mother, though, couldn't let it go. She asked her father, her papa, a preacher, to come bless the house. He arrived with calm certainty and a small bottle of anointing oil, as if he'd handled things like this before. He prayed through the rooms. He dabbled oil above doorways. He spoke softly over the girl, asking for protection and peace. For a month or two, it worked. The bruises stopped. She slept better. The air in the house felt normal again, like the world had returned to its proper shape. She almost convinced herself it had been stress, clumsy sleep, growing pains, anything. Then the feeling of being watched started to creep back. The bruises didn't return the same way, but the sense of something lingering did. She'd catch movement at the edge of her vision in the hallway and turn to find nothing. A darker shape would seem to stand where it shouldn't, near a doorway beside a dresser, until she focused, and then it was gone. She tried to blame lighting, tired eyes, stress, but the fear that came with it didn't feel imagined. It felt instant and physical. By high school, she was seeing shadow figures more often. No faces, no details, just human-shaped darkness in places that should have been empty. A silhouette in a doorway, a shape that seemed to cross a room when she was alone, every time her stomach dropped and her skin went cold. Her mother and stepfather wanted to understand what was happening, and at some point, they wondered if a camera might catch something their eyes couldn't. One clear night, they went into a backyard to make it less tense. She joked and held her arms out like she was putting them around invisible shoulders. "Come on," she said. "Get in the picture." Her mother took three photos. In the first, small orbs of light appeared around her. In the second, they were more spread out. In the third, they looked further away, as if drifting off. There weren't bugs in the frame. The sky was clear. None of them could explain it. After graduation, the activity faded. She saw less and felt less watched, and for the first time, she let herself believe it might be over. Then, this summer, while visiting her father in California, it happened again, in a way that felt different. One night, she noticed a shadow figure near her bedroom door. It didn't linger. It rushed at her, fast enough that she jerked back without thinking. It vanished just before reaching her, but the fear stayed. She lay awake for hours, staring at the doorway. That's what it feels like now, less random, more intentional, like the point is to scare her. The fear has started to follow her even when nothing is visible, a constant sense that she's being watched. When she finally told her boyfriend, he tried to make sense of it. He mentioned a theory he'd heard about a shadow realm, a shadow figure trying to reclaim certain people. She didn't know what to do with that. It sounded too extreme. Still, the idea stuck because it matched one part of her experience, the persistence. What she can't stop wondering is why it never followed her mother. Once they left the apartment, the flickering lights and violent crashes stopped for her mom. Her mother's life went on, but the shadows stayed with the girl. Whatever started around the grandmother's death seemed to narrow over time to her alone. She didn't claim to know what it is. She isn't trying to convince anyone. She just wants an explanation that fits the facts of her life, something that makes sense of the CD player, the shattered angles, the bruises, and the shadows that still appear sometimes, bringing that same instant dread with them. The end. And your thoughts on that?
You know, it's interesting because at the beginning of that story, they talk about the grandmother, but I don't think it was her grandmother. I think it was a stepdad's grandma died.
Okay.
So and then music starts playing and it's a song that sounds like it's directly from the grandmother. So you assume that the hauntings that follow are all associated with grandma, but I don't know that they were. That one seemed to be kind of sweet. Nothing else seemed to be really sweet in that story. Mm-hmm.
Like there might have been multiple things going on.
Yeah.
Bait and switch.
I also, you know, when people say like they have like a priest come through and bless, or they have a pastor come through, or they do some saging and stuff like that, a lot of people will say that it gets better for a while and then it kind of starts creeping back in. And it's really, you got to kind of keep that going. You know, it's kind of like if you don't exercise, you gain weight, right? You mm-hmm. got to kind of keep working at it. So it's not like a one and done thing. It's not a Ron Popeil set it and forget it kind of thing. You got to kind of do the work on it to keep things, you know, kind of running smoothly. So,
but wait, there's more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You do. And I agree with that. In another, now it'd be like, you know, you're dusting your house, you know, it essentially, it's like spiritual dusting, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you are more prone to having more dust in your house for whatever reason, pets, the environment, whatever it may be, you may have to dust more frequently than other people or other places or whatever your comfort level is with that dust. Yeah, I mean, because I think in some places it certainly stacks quicker. Yeah. Than others.
That's a really good analogy.
I was just going to say, that's probably the best analogy I've ever heard on that. Nice job.
Thank you. I'm an analogy person. I don't know. I made a couple others today. Talking about the Rob Reiner situation.
That whole thing.
And it's God. But yeah, that's a whole other thing. Well, there you go.
But I just think it's interesting because I think, you know, she's connecting everything as one thing. And I don't think everything is one thing.
Right.
And you can have more than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, you know, sometimes there's a reason maybe it's her and not her mom, because her mom knows how to control it.
Yeah.
Or her mom knows how to put her foot down and not allow it. And when you're young, you don't know that.
Her mom knows how to set it and forget it.
Another good one. Yes.
Her mom's happier with, her mom is okay with a little bit more dust. You know, she can deal with the everyday bullshit and not let it get to her.
Yeah. And that's very true of people too. You know, some people can live in this, and then some are like, can't take it, you know?
Yep.
And it's
I don't care if I've never dusted. It doesn't bother me.
Really?
No, it doesn't. That's what some people would be like paranormally. Like, I don't dust. No big deal.
Riddle me this. All right. The last place I would think dust would have a safe place to settle is on a ceiling fan. Things, especially an actively used ceiling fan, not one that's just sitting there for eternity. But they're spinning. You think, oh, this will, you know, that's going to be the last place you're going to have dust. It's going to go flying off. But the amount of dust that ends up on ceiling fans is like, holy shit. Is it because the force that it's hitting and it makes it stick? And that's, it's like the gravitron for dust. That's what's going on.
Static electricity. I just looked it up. So as it's spinning through the air, it's creating all the static electricity, which pulls it in. So there's your answer. It's scientific.
See, I don't even think you should have said you just looked it up. You should have just said that and been like, yeah, I know that.
I'm not one of those people that take credit for shit I didn't do.
That's interesting.
That can sound super science-y.
I like that. Wow. It's static electricity. No shit. Wow. Well, there you go. I would have never have guessed that.
That's interesting.
I was just going to guess just the force of it hitting that, you know, then that and the oils and shit. And I don't know, that just gums it up somehow and then makes it a breeding ground for dust and mites and things that are going to invade your home and kill your pets.
If nothing else, you learn shit here.
You know, it's kind of like a weird mix of Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and
Hollywood Squares.
And Match Game 76.
That's right.
All at the same time with a few ghost stories sprinkled in. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, get everything ad free. Check us out on Patreon. Just to search Real Ghost Stories Online and Apple Podcasts. You can also find us there with our bonus channel. So do check that out. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.